This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Leo Moore and Haley Barber rent the extra room in Johnny Ross Jr.'s Texas condo. Days after they move in, neighbors realize they haven't seen Ross, and there's a horrible stench coming from inside. Cops find Ross's body wrapped in rugs and sheets, stabbed dead. Moore and Barber, who stole his Mercedes, lead cops on a high-speed chase that ends in their arrest.
Nancy, after the couple's apprehension, Barber admits that they wanted to kill Ross to rob him of his cars and money. Barber says Moore slipped something in Ross's drink, then stabbed Ross in the neck when he passed out in the living room. The couple left the condo for the night, but when they returned more than 8 hours later, Ross was still alive. Barber asked Moore to finish off Ross, so Moore stabbed him in the back several more times before the couple wrapped him in the materials and left him to rot.
Both now charged with murder. Several L.A. residents living on the same block file insurance claims after a bear damages their luxury cars. Four provide pictures of torn-up seats and doors, along with pictures of what looks like a bear in the cars. But insurance investigators uncover surveillance footage that tells a very different story. The video showing a person in a bear costume getting in each car while owners take photos. Cops find the costume in one of the claimants' homes. The four involved in the scheme charged with insurance fraud for the Bear Brain scheme. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In New York City, authorities have announced charges against 30 people tied to violent gang rivalries in Upper Manhattan that have left four bystanders dead in the past 18 months. Police say the violence stems from a cycle of retaliation that began with a 2018 killing, escalating into a wave of shootings, robberies, and other crimes involving three rival groups known as the 208 Block, 6 Block, and Own Every Dollar, or OED. Among the recent attacks, a pregnant woman was injured by gunfire while sitting in her car, and a stray bullet struck a bystander on a crowded basketball court. Four other bystanders, aged 44 to 66, were killed in separate incidents. The indictment reveals that gang members communicated through text and social media, allegedly coordinating violent plans and threatening rivals. In total, authorities linked the groups to 18 shootings with 7 fatalities. The NYPD believes these prosecutions could significantly improve safety in the Inwood and Washington Heights neighborhoods. A computer expert behind one of the largest Bitcoin thefts in history has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. Sydney Sumner of Crime Online brings us details.
Ilya Liechtenstein was found guilty of orchestrating the 2016 hack of Bitfinex, a Hong Kong-based cryptocurrency exchange where he stole about 120,000 Bitcoin, worth about $71 million at the time, and now valued at over $7 billion. Alongside his wife, Heather Morgan, Liechtenstein spent years laundering about 21% of the stolen funds through a complex network of accounts and transactions, hiding the trail from authorities. U.S. District Judge Colleen Collar Cotelli described the scheme as meticulously planned. In court, Liechtenstein expressed regret, calling it a waste of his talents and saying he hopes to one day apply his skills to fight cybercrime. Authorities say they recovered more than 96% of the stolen funds with Liechtenstein's cooperation, totaling over $6 billion at current value. The remaining laundered money had been worth $14 million in 2016 and would have exceeded $1 billion when the couple was arrested in 2022.
Morgan, an entrepreneur and amateur rapper, faces her own charges but maintains that Liechtenstein initially involved her without fully disclosing his actions.
Thanks, John. Isaac Hunt, 27, shares a St. Michael, North Dakota home with his dad. But on a March afternoon, he doesn't say where he's going. He leaves in the passenger seat of a brown Chevy Tahoe. He doesn't come home that night, and calls and texts go unanswered. Next day, family reports him missing. Volunteers on foot and with drones search Spirit Lake Reservation, where his phone last pinged, no sign. Isaac Hunt, 5'9", 180, black hair, brown eyes, scar above his lip, pierced ears, tattoos, an ace of spades and a Superman symbol on his neck, and the names Angelita and Adam on his forearms. Last seen wearing a black jacket over a gray hoodie. dark blue jeans, white sneakers, and a white baseball cap. If you have info on Isaac Hunt, now missing 7 months, call Fort Totten, North Dakota PD, 701-766-4231. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please, join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.